Proclamation number 2113, dated the October 14th, 1941. Belief in a continuation of life. Consequences of earthly life and the beyond. Caring for the salvation of the soul is not being taken seriously, and yet it should be the most important thing, for this is the human being's only purpose in life. Nevertheless, the human being cannot be forced to do so. It can only ever be presented to him again that he will have to accept the consequences of his activity on earth after his earthly life, that he, if he neglects his soul, will have to endure a far more meager and agonizing existence than the most impoverished and excruciatingly painful earthly life can be. The human being is only living for the present, and he believes that this present will be over with his physical death. And therefore he won't make any provisions for the future. And yet he is only on earth for the sake of this future. The belief in a continuation of life after death cannot be forced onto him. Consequently, he cannot be offered any obvious evidence from the beyond so as not to restrict his freedom of faith. But if the human being would just have the goodwill to know the truth, the spiritual world would make itself perceptible to him, then he would heed the smallest sign, and the belief in a beyond would come alive in him. But the human being is generally not at all interested in knowing anything about an afterwards. He lives on earth and is satisfied with this certainty, always providing that he won't know or feel anything anymore after his physical death. And he doesn't consider that only the external form has become lifeless, because the spirit, the true life, has escaped from it. He fails to consider that it is unable to die, that it is immortal, that it only leaves its external cover behind on earth in order to enter its true home. And he fails to consider that he is shaping the spiritual kingdom for himself on earth, or that it will correspond to his earthly life, that it can be a dark, unfriendly and depressing or a radiantly bright and joyful environment for the human being's soul. He doesn't consider that he will remember his unused earthly life with severe and bearable regret, since he will never be able to say that the knowledge of it wasn't communicated to him. Every person will receive instructions in this regard, yet not everyone will accept these instructions because he is unwilling, and the will cannot be compelled. Then they will only tend to their body. They will only pay attention to its well-being, whereas the soul remains ignored. Humanity's adversity is immense, and consequently the physical adversity has to be extensive too, so that the human being will look within himself and become aware of the irrelevance of all earthly things and also of his body, so that he then will send his questions into infinity after all and as a result be guided into thinking differently. Amen.